Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies episode 20, anniversary episode, Jake, right?
Yeah, it's a special one. It's a special one today, that's for sure.
20 episodes, guys, 20 weeks since we are recording this, as I call it, my favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it until now. Remember, you can listen to it also on Spotify, Google and Apple Podcasts. Today we have a special edition, not with a special guest, but with a special team coming this Friday.
No kidding.
The best team of the season, team Premier League. How are we feeling about that, Jake? Before we talk about what's this this week, what do you think the hype will be for Premier League?
I think it's going to be insanely hyped. I think people are saving packs specifically for this team. A huge percentage of the user base is playing Prem, although I think EA has really pushed a lot of people towards that Bundesliga side and actually separated it a little bit better this year. But Premier League is still the biggest in FIFA, in my opinion, and you can tell by prices. And if people had the same cards in different leagues, it would always be more expensive in the Premier League because so many people want them, they're more desirable. So I think we're going to see a ton of pack openings, a ton of lightning rounds, and I think there's a lot of hype there.
This week we've got, since our last recording, since the recording with Nick, check that out, because we covered pretty much all the Team of the Season things to do. Mm-hmm. Since then, we got the Team of the Season so far community and the England Football Leagues 1 with Championship League 1 and League 2.
Yep.
We've also got some interesting, interesting SBCs. And objectives, and exactly what we talked about. So let's say EA met until now at least our requirements. Let's go through them one by one, Jake. Let's
sure.
start with the community team of the season.
Yep.
How do you like it? How do you like those prices? I think these prices, we are recording on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
These prices are the lowest I've seen this week. How do you like the prices? How do you like the players? Any opportunity to invest here?
Yeah, the prices are insane, right? And I think they're insanely cheap for what the cards are, like face stats and in-game stats. I think they're actually crazy low. They've been supplied an insane amount, but people need to remember that this is what Team of the Season actually is, right? It's so many new good cards coming in that it reduces values of other cards, because when I'm looking at this team, and you can get Team of the Season Thiago for 110k and maybe even less tomorrow, that's going to reduce the value of other Bundesliga center mids because he's so good, but he's only 100k. Same thing with Godin. Although he doesn't have 80 pace, which is a pretty big benchmark, I think, for center backs,
yeah,
he's 88k. And I mean, with those defense and physical stats, he looks similar to most icons in that sense. And he's one of the best center backs in that league, but he's only 88k. When I look at the bench, one of the only few people holding values and definitely the most in demand in this team are Mukiel and Simon, which they've been packed a ton, but they're still holding their value well. I think Mukiel, because he has that awesome dynamic image, he's French, of course, and then he's a top Bundesliga center back, makes sense. And then Simon, I've only heard good things about. He's kind of a cheaper alternative to those League One teams to hook up Mbappe, and he's about half the price of Neymar, so I think he's very affordable. I really like those cards. Other than that, there's a lot of cards that also pertain to more SBC fodders that aren't just going to be used. Like Pepe, I look at Gulaksi. He's one of the cheapest 89 rated right now. Pepe, a quick note on him for investing is he's actually, last time I looked, the cheapest 88 center back. So right now, at least, because Godin and Pique are out of packs because they're in Team of the Season, he's actually the cheapest 88 center back, which is crazy because if most consistent comes out with a pretty high rating, 85 or 86, I'd say, he would see good value increase there because he's an 88, but he's also a Team of the Season, which will probably be required. Other than that, investing-wise, Leno and Fernandinho might be looks if they're not reused. They've done that differently in different FIFAs where most consistents wouldn't also feature in that team, right? So we don't know for sure if Fernandinho is going to be in the Premier League Team of the Season. He could be, he could not be. But if he isn't, because he's only 200K and he links with all those upcoming players, it's a good opportunity to invest that way. And Fernandinho, Leno, and then even someone like Felipe Anderson should see a nice increase.
I will jump in here and say that I think, like, I'm quite certain they will not feature the same players. I mean, I know it happened every time for all the team of the seasons, like community ones being also in the league, team of the seasons. I think this year they will not do that just to supply us to even more players, but it's something you need to take care about, guys. Simon, Moses Simon, I've played with him my last weekend league.
Yep.
So this weekend league, he's a beast, man. He's very fun to use. He's very fast, very agile. Yep. He fits the meta very, very nicely.
Is there anyone you would compare him to?
Yeah, you can compare him to Saint-Maximin birthday card.
Oh, wow. For about a quarter of the price.
Of course, the difference is there because Saint-Maximin is 1.5 mil. Mm-hmm. So this is a 200K card.
Yeah.
But he felt very similar in his movement on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I have a Ben Yedder player of the month. I have a Neymar, so it's very easy for me to fit him there. So guys, I would recommend this card. It's very nice to have. You were saying about some fathers, and I need to tell you a story, Jake.
That's awesome. Because I'm ready.
Do you remember last Friday when before this team of the season came out?
Yep.
I was writing to Jake. Hey man, I have some Ter Stegens,
mm-hmm.
Some moments Ter Stegens, 92 Ter Stegens. He was very, I mean, he's the best keeper in the game.
Yep.
He links to Godin and Pique. What should I do? Should I sell him now before the team of the season is released, or should I wait because the links and so on? And Jake advised me maybe I should wait a couple of when the team of the season is released to maybe grow his price due to links. But then I realized Courtois was so cheap, man.
Yep. Exactly.
Courtois came out like 130, 150 maybe max.
Yep.
And Ter Stegen was like 180.
Yep.
So then I realized, man, I need to sell him fast. I also wanted the coins to play a little bit with this team of the seasons during Friday night. So I sold him fast and didn't take a loss. I could have taken a loss if I waited there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but look at this, guys. So Courtois 93 rated is 85K.
Yep.
Or Fernandinho is 200K.
Yep.
Or Casemiro 92 rated is 100K. So these are some crazy, crazy prices.
Yeah, and another important thing to take into account with something like that, guys, is it's gonna make actually fodder investing a little bit more tricky with team of the season. This is something I pointed out in Discord and something really important to note, because when you start being able to substitute all these different team of the seasons, and I mean, when a 93 Busquets is 81K, he's gonna make like 87 squads really cheap, or 86 squads at times almost, depending on prices of other cards. And as we get these smaller leagues and undesirable cards, it might bring down the price of fodder, because you might see 87 or 88 cards that fall in that category. I think there are a few from the EFL that are beginning to fall in there, but as more team of the seasons come in, it's going to be harder to invest in like high rateds, because some of them fit the bill. Like we talked about with Pepe, Gloxy, Lieva, even now is getting theirs, Grimaldo's getting theirs. So it actually reduces your opportunity to invest in most fodders, because it pulls everything down with them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, very, very true there. And Jake, I was checking Busquets' price.
Mm-hmm.
And even Courtois. Courtois is 85K, Busquets is 83K. That's a very good price for a fodder who you need to grow your rating for a team, because it's 93. Probably you need, like, if you use this card, you will need like only 85s,
yep,
maybe to build an 86 rated team.
Exactly.
So if you guys use Fadbin to check the cheapest solutions, probably soon, starting this week, we will see cheaper solutions featuring team of the season cards, because sometimes we require a team of the season as the guaranteed SBCs will look like in the future.
Exactly.
Sometimes even not. But this rating, it's very hard to find as a fodder in other players. And I was checking, cheapest players. And for example, there are no 93 rated cards, because it was very difficult to have a 93 rated card and a fodder in the same card.
Exactly.
So the cheapest ones are four or five team of the seasons.
Yep.
So yeah, that's very, very good to know. What do we know about EFL team of the season?
Yeah,
we have some let's say some meta players there, or one meta player who everybody wants. We have Phillips, 92 rated CDM.
Yep.
But other than that, let's say only if you're like really a fan of one of those teams, because I'm not sure you would use those players at this moment.
Yeah, I have the team pulled up right here. Other than Pereira, other than Phillips, no one is really holding good value on this team. Mitrovic is that price probably because, yeah, sure, some people are using him, but also because he's getting to SBC fodder prices again at that rating at 92. And then Benrahma, I'm hearing really great things about him, actually, and he links to Watkins. So that's a decent look for those budget sides. You know, maybe they only have 500K teams, a million coin teams. He kind of fits that bill. So I think they did it about as good as they could with this team, right? Looking at the boost, they're ginormous, and Phillips is actually one of the better cards I've seen in this game. But it's a lower-level league. You can't just make them all 90-plus pace, 90-plus defense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think they did a great job. A ton of people did the EFL SBC. And EA, just so you guys know, is super smart this year. They're really capitalizing off knowing what you're doing. So a lot of people pulled Swift, or I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, Iheanacho, are easy off that SBC. And now they threw in White as a league SBC. And then today they actually gave us Trippier. And I think they gave us him just because they know how many people have pulled English
Exactly.
English cards. You know, I'm looking at Whiteman, Henry on the bench, Good, Tony. So I think that I think EA is getting extremely intelligent and saying, hey, I know you have these cards now. You might want to link them with La Liga or something. Here's Trippier, because I think you're more inclined to do him. And he's like, almost, when I looked, I think he's like 285K, almost 300K.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So expensive. And they want your coins, guys. They want you to put your coins into untradables. And he's a good card, sure, he's good. There's a ton of already good La Liga right backs that are tradable, so I would advise you to stay away from him, because, you know, we're still going to get team of the season from there, and we have a lot of team of the season left, so I would personally save your coins for tradable cards, as it'll be really fun to build teams in these times. What about you? What do you think about all this?
Yeah, so, guys, Jake was talking about White being a player pick in the League SBC. So if you're doing Championship League SBC, you can get White, which is a 90-rated center back. And Jack is right. So EA wants to get our coins to make us do all these SBCs. And if you saw, this is a pattern for this year. It wasn't here last year. So last year, he did very random SBCs. But this year, they knew you had like, an untradeable card as a center back. And in 2 weeks, they released a right back just to link that up. And this is exactly one example where they released yesterday, a center back, White.
Yep.
And he's English. Today, boom, a right back who's also English.
Bingo.
And you can link that up also with, the Spanish league, because he's from Atletico Madrid now. And also maybe you saw that Phillips, that he was like very meta and hyped, and maybe you get some coins to buy that Phillips for 1 million coins, but on Friday a lot of new cards will come out, and that Phillips, maybe he will not have the same price value, and it's like a game of poker with EA. So they are doing some moves. You need to see how to read those moves to make sure you are safe. Regarding SBCs, because we got the guaranteed guaranteed EFL SBC. That was a very cheap SBC. So for 20k, 25k max coins, probably you have a lot of untradables in your team, you could have got an EFL card. This is maybe useful for some future SBCs.
Exactly.
If not, that was a chance for you to pack this Phillips. I didn't see anybody packing
I
Phillips.
I didn't see one person. I'm not kidding.
So usually there are people on Twitter tweeting me or Jake with, "Hey man, I've packed Phillips." I didn't see anybody doing that yesterday. So I don't think he was even in packs.
I'm sure they gave out like five of them in total.
Yeah.
I want to touch on this really quick because you actually mentioned it and you alluded to it, just why I have it up here. I actually pulled up Goretzka moments because Florian and I were both just talking about how the EA is doing a really, really good job this year of making you want to link untradeable cards through SBCs. So they also just recently gave us a moments Goretzka, who has a brilliant card. He's 500k flat about on PS4. And people are going to be, of course, more inclined to do this Goretzka because Flashback Boateng is a long-term SBC that's just sitting there that tons of people have now from Bayern. They've also released Davies as the left-back side. There's also a Perisic from Storyline, and these are all specifically from one team. It's not even a league. It's just Bayern Munich. They're just giving them untradeable special cards. So now that people have Perisic and they have Boateng, they're like, okay, I should definitely do that Goretzka, right? And they just threw away 500k, and he's a great card. I'm not talking about his card. I'm just saying what EA is doing this year is pretty intelligent. And then
go ahead.
Okay. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was for EFL. And before we move away from there, and before I skip this portion, I actually wanted to talk about something super easy to invest in that generally is going to work. I'm going to generalize it. It will work most times you see it guaranteed. There is a lot of panic selling leading up to and right into the SBC, and cards will actually rise afterwards. So this was a little more prominent on Xbox, but you saw Pereira on Xbox 250. Today we got the announcement that EFL was going to come out. He dropped all the way down to 220, and then no one packed him, for one thing, just because he's, you know, so expensive, just like a Phillips. You're not going to see a lot of packs with him.
Yeah.
But he can link to those players, and people are going to be more inclined to, of course, build a little, you know, maybe a substitute EFL squad or try some attackers or, you know, mess around with them a little bit more. So he actually went from 220 to 260K on Xbox within like an hour or two. Benrahma also saw a 10K to 15 increase on 10 to 15K increase on both consoles. So it's something to keep an eye on for sure for future SBCs. And the cards that you'd want to look at for that, guys, have to be at least, I would say, two times more expensive than the SBC cost. It makes it so you're like, they're not going to get packed very much. It's a pretty simple method behind it. But just know people aren't going to be making bank or getting a good outcome from these SBCs often.
I want to come back a little bit to that Goretzka topic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, guys, I'm the one playing a lot of games here between me and Jake.
Definitely.
And I want to tell you guys that since Goretzka came out, half of my team is Bundesliga.
Oh, wow.
So let me tell you let me give you the full picture. So Goretzka came out, right?
Yep.
I remembered his card from FIFA 18, his team of the season Leverkusen card, or whatever the team he was into. That was a very beast card, like a Hulit gang card.
Yep.
So I said, oh man, I played with the gold card this year, with the gold card Goretzka. I even played a little bit with his UCL live card. So I said, man, this Goretzka must be great. I checked the stats. He was like really boosted. 500k for someone who has a lot of untradeable players from rivalry worlds and so on. It's not that big of a deal.
Yep.
And I said, okay, but how do I fit him in my team? Because it's a German player from Bundesliga. I have a League One, Prem, sometimes La Liga, because I have Ramos from that SBC. How do I link him up?
Yep.
And I said, oh, but I remember Boateng. He's an SBC that doesn't expire. So, man, I need to do also Boateng now.
Exactly.
And man, in 2 hours, I spent like who spent 700k coins?
Yep.
Florian here. So I spent 700k coins. Boateng, he's really good. So, okay, probably this discussion will get older while Team of the Seasons are released. But Boateng, until this moment, he's one of the best center backs in the game. And I've watched a lot of streamers and players who have him and also play him. So he's really good. I've also got the chance to play with Boateng and Goretzka until our conversation now.
Sure.
And I'm very happy with my purchase here. So I'm really happy with that.
Good.
Boateng links to Ter Stegen because we are both German. I didn't do the Neuer SBC. See, the same pattern. They made us do Neuer SBC like 3 months ago.
Exactly.
After that, they released Boateng and so on. But I have, let's say, I have Ter Stegen, I have Boateng, I have Goretzka. After that, I said, oh boy, but we have this very cheap right back who's Dani Da Costa. And man, Dani Da Costa is very good for what you pay for. You pay 200k for a fat birthday card who's like really, 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 really meta.
Yep.
So now I have four Germans in my team. And we were talking before the podcast about this Thiago, who, if you follow Nick from Around the Food Market, he tweeted out that Thiago is very cheap for 100k as a Team of the Season card. And I want to tell you, and you'll see this probably soon on Twitter or my YouTube, that he used this Thiago against me, and I used my Goretzka against him, and I even scored the goal with my Goretzka.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
So very OP cards. EA knows what they are doing with this.
Yep.
Now I'm like just waiting for Team of the Season Bundesliga because
exactly.
I have all these German Bayern cards.
And guys, Florian and I love that Florian plays, and he's enjoying those cards, right? Boateng, one of the best center backs from Bundesliga. Goretzka, an incredible center mid. But what we're getting at with this is that there are some people that don't have 700k to spare like Florian. So he dropped 700k. He's still got coins remaining. He's still trading. He's still playing games. So he can build up that up pretty quickly compared to casuals. But there's also a set of players, guys, and this is why we generalize these things and talk about them, is because there are people that have 800k and they put 700k into those two cards untradeable. And then they see the Bundesliga Team of the Season come out, and they're like, oh man, I need these links now, and they're way too much. And then what are they going to do? They're going to add FIFA points. So that is EA's long-term goal, and there's a huge percentage of people that literally will go through that cycle multiple times through the year. And oftentimes it is those people who have the most untradeables, or you know, maybe they're just casuals that really can't play that often, or they don't trade, and coins can be really hard to come by for them, you know. Florian, I think you'll find this interesting. I don't know if you know this, but we ran a poll on Instagram earlier this week or 2 weeks ago, and most people for coins total, the most average selection said they had 100 to 300k available.
Whoa, that's, I mean, for me, hearing that is quite low.
Isn't it crazy, though?
Yeah, no, that's crazy. And guys, you know me, when I'm doing these moves, I mean, think at me in a different way. I'm doing this podcast with Jake. I want to try players which are released during Team of the Season. I want to give you some input on these players. And I'm an average player.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these pro players or elite players. So I want to give you the advice of, let's say, an average player, gold, probably gold 2, gold 3, gold 1 player. So probably like you. If you even sometimes silver 1 when I'm not in the mood to play the games.
Yeah.
So, but I also have a lot of coins in my... I imagine I have a Team of the Year Kante, which I bought. So I can afford this kind of SBCs. And I'm also I know a lot of trading advice from Jake. So I know how, let's say, maybe next week I need 1 million coins extra. And I know how to get that million coins extra if I'm selling some part of the team and I'm investing in some things. So let's say, don't do like me. You know me from previous podcasts that I'm doing a lot of risky moves during trading. Some of them go very well for me. Some of them not. Well, like this Ter Stegen move. For example, Ter Stegen was up 20k and I had like 15 of them on last Friday. I could have made like 300k like that. I wanted to wait to do more. I didn't do that profit anymore. But it's something I can do and risk my coins with. And I also have a lot of untradeable fun cards. I have Trent and Mane untradeable from upgrade packs, which we're gonna talk soon because I know for sure they are coming. So guys, I'm happy you are listening to us. Make sure you get the right moves for your team. If you have a lot of coins now, my personal advice would be try to hold as much as you can for your coins, because during this team of the season, a lot of prices will go very, very low, or a lot of players will be released with very cheap prices.
Exactly.
And we gave you the example of Thiago, which is a beast team of the season for 100k coins. We have the example of Fernandinho, 200k CDM from Premier League with Brazil links. No one would have expected that to happen so fast. Courtois, 93 rated goalkeeper for 80k. So a lot of cheap cards. And these were like the lowest and the most average teams that got released until now. EFL and community vote. Those ones that are coming from now, imagine League One with all those links. Imagine Premier League. Imagine Bundesliga. Imagine La Liga. So a lot of players. We talked during last podcast. Almost 400 players will be released during Team of the Season. And let's say more than half of them would be below 100k coins. So think of that.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, I just think it's important to note, guys, and most of you probably listening to this podcast, like, we don't represent the average community members for the most part. I mean, if you have 3 to 5 million coins available at most times in the year, or even like 2 to 4, like, you're an outlier, because most people are constantly broke, which is exactly what EA wants.
Exactly. I was checking out now my Twitter, but let's go a little bit through the objectives, because I want to talk a little bit also about these two or three objectives which we have. So we call them, let's say, free players, but they're not free because you need to spend a lot of time doing them. But guys, I think if you're in this segment of players who have like 1 to 500k coins, you like the game, if you like the game, play the game a little bit more during this week.
Exactly.
Because, for example, you can get this Team of the Season Tony or Thuram, which are 88 and 89 rated players.
Exactly.
One of them, you get him by playing squad battles, so it's really easy to do. It's just time put there. The other one, it's, let's say, more complicated, but you can relegate in lower divisions and get him in division 8 or 9, and you can get him very fast. And we have also Moments Laporte, who's not a very good center back. Okay, you know why he's not very good? Because of his pace, 74 pace.
Yep.
I wouldn't recommend a player as a center back with 74 pace, but a 90 rated player is always useful in your teams.
Yep.
And I wanted to give you this advice. I know they are not free and you need a lot of time for that, but maybe, so these players, if you submit them in an SBC, there are like, you can save like 150 coins with these three players, right?
Yep, exactly.
Maybe even more for some SBCs. So maybe you cannot, maybe you play one day and you get all these three players and you grind one day. Maybe in one day you don't make 150 coins out of trading. So it's okay to just play the game, and during this you can grind also some rivals points. You do also the other objectives, which are for season progress, and you get also, let's say, those packs. And it's, I mean, this year you have a lot of possibilities from EA to get a lot of players in your club, and I would advise you going further with that.
Exactly.
The other topic which we have here, it's related to the upgrade packs that came this week. Jake, what do you feel about these upgrade packs? We didn't get yet the league upgrade packs, which I believe they will come with the Premier League Team of the Season.
Yep.
But we've got some interesting ones for bronze players, for silver players, and also the ones with 82-88 or plus 82 rated teams. How do you feel about the value for coins for those SBCs.
The 82 to 88 upgrade, I believe, is one of the biggest rip-offs I've seen because it costs an 82-rated squad when you can get an 82 out of it, which mm-hmm. I think is crazy, crazy bad. I don't know if I've seen one that poor this year for an upgrade. So the 82 plus double upgrade's a little bit better. The bronze and silver upgrades I love. That's gearing towards the lower level community side. Like the EFL, because a lot of their bases are so low, those you can slowly look for upgrades that way. It's going to be the same when we get those smaller leagues, like Saudi should be the next smaller league. So it's kind of a way to maybe get some cheaper team of the seasons in your club. Again, that's mostly going to help with SBCs. I assume not many people are looking to use them. So,
but do you think that, so talking about silver and bronze upgrade, which expire in one day, do you think this will come back during other
leagues? I do, especially okay. if they have a lot of bronze and silver upgrades. Yep, these are out for two more days right now, 46 hours, but mm-hmm. I expect them to come back just because it's so simple. It's something to kind of grind, per se. And then we mm-hmm. did also get the Team of the Week upgrade today. The really important note to this, guys, is it's untradeable, and then there's no minimum rating, so... What that means is it's actually pretty poor value because you could get like a 78-rated Team of the Week out of it, which is, again, really poor. And then on top of that, what you guys should know is that a lot of Team of the Weeks have potential to rise in price because there's really not going to be a tradable supply as of right now. They could in the future definitely add a tradable version of this, but right now that's a really terrible SBC that's not going to produce a ton of the high rateds that you need to complete SBCs. Like even Goretzka and Trippier need them, so yeah.
I was checking Twitter and I found that tweet which is connected to our previous topic. How many untradeables do you have yeah. in your starting 11? Do you know what was the majority? So there are four options to answer yeah. 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 9, or 10 to 11. Do you know what was the majority answer for this poll, Jake?
What was it?
7 to 9.
Jeez, that's crazy.
And it was 36%, and also with 36%, so second but very close, 10 to 11.
Oh my goodness, it's believable, but it's exactly what EA want. That's for sure. It's working.
I know for sure because I was checking my team, so I have it right in front of me. Yep. So except let's say. Two players, but for me it's like very, very personal favorite. It's like Kante, which I didn't sell from Team of the Year, sure. and Virgil van Dijk, which I need to link him to Trent. The rest are untradeables, man. In my starting 11, yeah. I have 9 untradeable players.
You're in the majority.
yeah. So this poll is very, very accurate. And on the bench, I have like 4 players which I can fit in my team if I want to, which are yeah. also untradeables. I have like a Ramos. I have a Ferland Mendy. I have a Neymar untradeable. So
crazy.
It's a lot of players supplied this year to untradeable SBCs, mm-hmm. Which is good and bad. Good for some people, bad for some for other people. Of course, for trading wise, not having a lot of coins and wanting to sell a lot of players, it's very good because you know traders can flip Agreed. A lot of players. So that's that is interesting to have. Agreed. Last topic for this weekend, after that we can talk a little bit about Premier League team of the season,
yeah.
is this marquee matchups for Champions League.
What oh, yeah.
can you mm-hmm. tell us about this, Jake? I know in your Discord, on Jake's paid Discord, which is a closed group with trading advices, yeah. he advised this from, I believe, Thursday or Friday, so mm-hmm. he advised to people buying UCL cards for yep. this specific SBC. How is it looking, and did it have results?
Yeah, so guys, for the UCL marquee matchups, it's been pretty consistent. What they've been doing is really just applying it to the same schedule that Champions League would be on. This week would have been the semifinals, so they actually used those matchups, and essentially we invested on over the weekend because there was so much lightning round supply. It always allows mm-hmm. for some really cheap open bids. So a lot of 80 plus UCLs were getting one at, you know, 900 coins, kind of that barrier right around under 1,000 coins. So Investing that early, guys, for something like this is fantastic on a low budget because you can pretty much do a couple things. You can stock your whole club full of them, which doesn't take any space on your transfer list if you want to do more trading. And there's probably like 20 to 30 cards at least to do that with that could double your coins. Or you could, it's something to go unassigned in, because if you only had, say, three to 500K budget, you could definitely expend it all on these type of cards. That's 300 to 500 cards over the weekend. But if I told you from Friday to Tuesday or Friday to Wednesday, you could double your coins, I think a lot of people would be very interested in that. So it worked out really good. Some of them shot up to 2.5K, others shot up to literally 4 or 5K, just based off solutions and who's needed. So it did work out really good. And my biggest tip with that is always be prepared early.
Yeah, I was checking now Twitter regarding these prices, because I know FootSpy, which is a very good Twitter account related to Ultimate Team. He posted now a picture with 8081 rated UCL cards, which are at 4-5K, and they are not even good nations or good leagues.
It's
they are
crazy.
Like, I don't know, Marcel Sabitzer, which is not German, he's from Bundesliga, Hans Vanaken from the Belgian league, Kondogbia, which is not Spanish, but he's from La Liga. So they are like 4 or 5K, these players already. And yeah, it would have been very good to do that club stock, which we talked about. I mean, maybe you don't want to fill in your trade pile with like a lot of low rated players or cheap players. So maybe when this opportunity comes out, just buy one of each, and you'll need them at some point. Of course, this is also for people who have some kind of budget, because if you have 100 to 300K coins, you could make, I mean, but you need to be very focused. I mean, you take a risk. Maybe this team, this year, Marquee Matchups came out when we said it they would come out. But you take a risk, you invest for this Marquee Matchup.
Exactly.
And you put the coins there and you wait 1 week with the coins invested. You don't do any other moves. You don't sell because you think you can do a better deal on other players or something like this. So
exactly. That's important.
You could have done a lot of coins there.
Yep.
Of course, it takes a lot of time. Buy one of each, search for them. Try to get the cheapest one, try to sell them, you release them. But it's, let's say, a proved method that you can make coins. And let's say with 300K coins, you could have tripled your coins and made 1 mil for this investment from Thursday, from Friday, let's say, during lightning rounds till now, which is Wednesday. So very, very, very fast.
Exactly. And it's just, if you tell people that, the huge percentage, although it's a simple technique and it's low risk, and it's, you know, a 5-day hold, a lot of people would definitely hop on that. If you say, hey, I can double or triple your coins in 5 days, people would be like, yeah, right, that sounds fake, you know? So it's important to take advantage of those little things.
And because okay, Jake has more experience than me. He's trading like 5, 6, 7 years. I don't even remember how long.
Yeah, about 8, yeah.
Let's say I'm a beginner in this area, and I know the psychology of you investing in this, because let's say you spend 300-500K coins, you make a club stock, and after that, in the next day, you see the team of the season, you see some nice objectives, and you see a nice SBC maybe, and you need the coins. But if you don't wait and you don't have patience, you will sell those players and you miss this opportunity of getting back like triple the coins, you know?
Exactly.
And I know, and that's why also EA releases content every day, to make you sell what you have and you're planning to do. And that's why you need to have a lot of patience there, guys. Because
exactly,
patience is key in these moments, and going it with your gut and trusting the moves is what you need to do here.
Exactly.
Going further to let's say, Premier League hype.
Yep.
Today is Wednesday. In 2 days, we'll have the biggest hype. I was telling during the last podcast, the biggest hype for me is League One, team of the season.
Yep.
But, okay, because Premier League has a lot of known and very useful players, it's a lot of hype here. I also have, I think, in front of me, yeah, I have some predictions.
Okay.
And I see everybody said Aguero will get one, so that would be a very meta meta card to get.
Yep.
I see Henderson for Premier League hype and for Liverpool linkage to all these meta cards like Virgil, like Trent,
yep.
maybe. So that's very interesting to have. Of course, maybe Rashford has a chance there.
Yep.
Because he had a very good season for United, even though United wasn't playing that well. I have also some other names, but I will let you also make a small comment here, and I will keep the big boys for the end.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're going to probably see a Virgil, an Adama is definitely possible as well. Which
Adama,
would be
exactly.
Insanely
I wanted to ask you about
hyped. It'd be really
I wanted
cool.
to ask you about Adama. What do you think? He will be in. He will be in, and if yes, what are we expecting for a price point of this type of card?
I think he'll be in for sure, just because EA is going to capitalize on his hype this year. And then I'm guessing, depending on his stats, I could easily see a million plus for him.
I was thinking two, maybe.
Yeah, a million plus, no problem. 1.5 is more predictable. The problem is you have Maximin birthday, which the 5-star weak foot really does make him a better card, in my opinion, than Adama compared to the 2-star. So
yeah.
That's kind of what I'm using as the price gauge. But just Adama's hype would push him to that level. But I'm really excited to see who we get. Noah will be one of the best team of the seasons available, and that people have saved so many packs ready for stuff, something like this.
Two questions here regarding trading, Jake.
Yep.
I know we are late in the podcast, but people will love these questions.
Sure.
First question.
Mm-hmm.
Do we invest in gold players from this predictive team of the season for Premier League? For example, Kevin De Bruyne, Aguero, maybe Aubameyang. So do we buy these players because they will be out of packs? What do you think will happen with those prices?
I think that the high tier ones will go up if they're out of packs. So the ones that are still meta that are holding a value of like 100k or 80k mm-hmm. plus that still show they have value. And then the other ones that will go up are just used for SBC purposes. So ones that I think of is like Jamie Vardy, right? Because he's an 85 rated with good strong links for SBCs. I could definitely see him going up. So those are the two potentials to look at. But you have to watch out because a lot of fodders are already inflated. But the meta cards are still a look, in my opinion, because there is a lot of supply today and there will be some more tomorrow morning. So it could be a good time to look for them.
And the second thing, this is for people with, let's say, a lot of bucks in their accounts with a lot of coins.
Yeah.
I was thinking, and this is, let's say, what I've seen in previous promos, and you correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
We said about this Saint-Maximin, who's probably the best right wing, and if we check these predictions, we can get some Adama Traore, but
yep.
he doesn't have the weak foot, I think, right? He
yep,
doesn't have
he doesn't.
The weak foot,
yep.
And okay, Salah also doesn't have the weak foot, and Saint-Maximin, I'm thinking, what do you say? Will it be a sell-off of him and him getting lower in price and being a nice investment? And also I was thinking about 95 KDB team of the
yep.
week moments,
yep.
who has a very nice price. It's like 700k or something like that. The mm-hmm. other days was 700k, and man, no one will pack a 3 million Kevin De Bruyne 98
exactly.
rated. So how do you feel about these prices and how to proceed with this type of players?
Exactly. So guys, a recurring trend is that people panic sell leading up to the team of the season that's featured. So like for Premier League, people will sell cards that they think are going to get featured or other top tier cards that they think are going to lose value because team of the season is coming in and creating alternatives. So they might sell birthday Maximin in if we get a Salah or something like that. They might sell, like Florian said, a 95 KDB because they say, oh, he might get a team of the season. I want that one. What happens,
yeah.
especially the first few days, is those are packed so rarely and they're so expensive, is that people realize they aren't as cheap as they thought they would be. They can't afford them on those first few days, so they revert back to kind of their second best version or some other top cards in that league. And it makes them go down in price in the panic before the team releases and then up afterwards once people start to realize that. Because Keep in mind, guys, on Friday, we're going to see a ton of lightning rounds open. We're going to see a ton of save packs. So there's going to be a lot of coins brought into the game where people can afford more expensive players now. But it doesn't mean they have 3 million coins available. It doesn't mean they're magically going to be able to get Team of the Seasons. They're just going to be able to get top-tier cards. And that even happened last week. We saw people panic sell cards like Shapeshifter Atoll. He dropped almost 100K Friday morning, and then he was back to that same price and further in the afternoon because people realized, like, oh, he's still a really special card. He's rare. He's going to go back up.
Yeah, so keep a look on these players. Exactly. Personally, I have in my... because he's one of my favorite in real life, so I have a moment, De Bruyne, in my club, but I'm playing him, so I'm on that... on that theory of mine that I'm investing on exactly. players while playing with them, and if they rise in price, I'm happy about it.
Exactly.
About Saint-Maximin, I don't know, man. I want to get him back. I will check his prices maybe during Friday morning before.
I would, yeah, definitely.
Because we are talking now, and I want to talk about it because I want to remind us about this conversation in the next podcast.
Yep.
So he's now between 1.45, 1.48.
Yep.
We'll see what happens until next Wednesday, next Thursday.
Agreed.
And we had, maybe this is last topic, we had this conversation in our last podcast.
Yep.
Premier League team of the season during Foot Champions Rewards. Because it will be, you can get these players in your red and in your guaranteed team of the season players. It's gonna bring a lot of influx of coins in the market, and we need to expect that also, right, Jake?
Yep, definitely. That's gonna bring an influx of coins. Rewards are gonna be more valuable now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think we covered a lot of topics from this week and what's here to come.
Exactly.
The biggest part is still to come. Mm-hmm. So remember, guys, players right now, they might look like very nice, but Friday we expect like another 40 players. So imagine a lot of pacey with good shooting or agility players for maybe a lower league. And these very hyped players from Premier League.
Exactly.
Thanks for watching and listening, guys, or listening on other channels like Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. This is all, Jake, right?
Yep. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you again next week to talk about Premier League.
And stay safe and hear you and see you
later,
next
guys.
Time. Bye-bye.